This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. And if you haven't already, be sure to pick up your free photography business bundle at prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle. It's 4 weeks of helpful free gifts delivered every 7 days directly to your email inbox. The first thing you'll get is the PDF e-guide titled 12 Common Business Tips and Mistakes Photographers Wish They'd Known Before Going Pro. And believe me, I've made quite a few of these mistakes myself. After that, you'll get a new free gift every week that will help you propel your photography business forward. So head on over to prophotographerjourney.com/freebusinessbundle and get yours today. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews I get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. And I want to reach as many people as possible. So again, please leave a review. I really appreciate it. All right, let's get to the interview. Hi, everybody. Shamir Young here. Welcome to this episode where I'm going to talk about the biggest takeaways and the lessons learned from my interview with photographer and coach Jeff Shaw. And just a heads up, if you want to take notes during this short episode, you can, or you can download the notes that I already took for you from this page. So from the show notes, they are available. Head over to prophotographerjourney.com. Hit up this episode and you will see a link to download the notes for this episode. Okay, so first of all, what an amazing chat with Jeff. I mean, he just continuously blew my mind. I feel like he could have been charging for the advice that he was giving all of us. It was awesome. Thank you, Jeff. It was just, I totally see why you are in your line of work, and I know that you are absolutely making a huge difference for so many people. Okay, so early in the interview, Jeff mentioned that when you're selling your talent, you're actually marketing yourself and your brand. So you need to know what your distinction is as a business. So many of us, we get caught up on trying to make our images look like other people's images or do things the way other people do them. But when you're in a small business, especially if you're, you know, a one-person micro business, you're marketing yourself as much as the images that you're creating for people. So you need to know how you're different. You need to know what you stand for. You need to know yourself. Just because you do wedding photography, that doesn't mean you're exactly the same as the wedding photographer down the street. What's your angle? Do you do lifestyle, journalistic wedding photography? Are you more of an old-fashioned wedding photographer where the poses are more formal? However you choose to run your business, that's okay. You just need to know what makes you different from other photographers out there. And another thing that Jeffrey mentioned was that the quality of photography does not necessarily relate to the level of success that you achieve. That's a deep statement. I'm going to say it again. The quality of photography does not necessarily relate to the level of success that you achieve as a business. Now, the quality of photography is subjective, meaning that people can have all kinds of opinions on it, and it really depends on the type of client that you're serving. And so you could take what you think are the greatest photographs in the world, but if you're targeting the wrong clients, then you're not going to get ahead. You're going to find your business losing money, and, you know, over a period of months or years, you may end up going out of business. Don't get me wrong, you may take wonderful photos, but you need to find your ideal client. You need to attract them to you, rather, and take the type of photographs that they are looking for. And so pay attention to that. If you're in, let's say, a hip and cool city, we'll say Ann Arbor, just because I love Ann Arbor. let's say you're living in Ann Arbor and you're a photographer and you're living really close to campus, University of Michigan campus, and it's pretty trendy there. And so you're a wedding photographer, and let's say that you love old-fashioned, formal posed wedding photographs. Let's say you're awesome at it. If you try to market your services in Ann Arbor, you may run into a problem, though. And let's say you try to market these services to the younger clientele in Ann Arbor. So 20-somethings, even early 30-somethings, people getting married. And let's say you're trying to market yourself as an old-fashioned photographer. You may run into a problem. And this is just an example I'm thinking up off the top of my head, but I think it illustrates the point well. The problem that you would run into is that you're marketing to the wrong people. You're not finding your ideal clients because the people in Ann Arbor, I'm guessing, would want something more trendy because it's a trendy town, especially close to campus. So they would probably gravitate more towards lifestyle journalistic photography, where the poses are different. Sometimes they're more candid. And even the post-processing is different than the more formal wedding photographs from, you know, the 90s and the 80s and even the early 2000s. And there's still more formal wedding photography is going on today. Absolutely. But chances are, if you're marketing to students in Ann Arbor, they're going to want more of the newer journalistic stuff. And so this is just an example to show you that if you know who your client is and you attract them to you and you focus your marketing efforts on them, then you will have much more success. One thing that Jeffrey mentioned, and I quote, he said, "I am the best photographer for my type of client." This is great because he understands perfectly the type of client that he's going for. His photography is perfectly aligned with their values. He mentioned that his type of ideal client, they don't want anything trendy or gimmicky. They want something that stands up over time. They want clean, timeless style photography, crisp lighting, eye contact. That's what his clients want, and that's exactly what Jeffrey provides to them. And so while he says that he's not the greatest photographer in the world, and I don't know what photographer would ever say I'm the greatest in the world, there's always someone where you think they're better than you. But anyway, he says that even though he's not the greatest in the world, he's the perfect fit for his client. And so that's why he's been killing it all these years, even from his 20s, because he knows who he's serving. Okay, moving on. Another thing that he mentions is that he knows the values of his clients, meaning he knows them inside out, including the personal values that they hold. So he is a family photographer, and he knows that his clients, they value time with their families, the type of town that he's in. These are people who want to, you know, spend time with their family, and they really value that time spent with their loved ones. That is who he is serving. And so as a family photographer, he tries his best not only to accommodate that, but to promote that. And in doing that, he has these remote sales meetings, which he went into awesome detail in the interview about these meetings where he's having them sit down at their computer at their home with their family. They don't even have to leave the house, meaning that they don't have to find a babysitter or spend time apart away from their kids. They can all be there together in their house, and he's in his office, and they're having a sales meeting over their computers at the same time, so they're still talking and communicating, but they're doing it over the computer, and he's strengthening and supporting and promoting family values by allowing them to be together. And in his case, he found that he had no pushback at all, but rather everyone was crazy about having the freedom to stay at home and look at these photos that he's showing them. And so in this way, he is supporting their family unit by allowing them to stay together. And I think this was really ingenious of him to recognize that they would resonate with this. And he mentioned that before he started doing these remote sales, he would try to get them to come into the office, and they would have missed appointments and no-shows. And as soon as he switched over to this, it was like a night and day difference. And so that's another example of him knowing his clients inside and out. He also mentioned that he took the time to get inside of their heads in other ways. He would go to stores where they would shop, even though it's a higher end clientele where he can't necessarily afford what they're buying, but he'll go and surround himself with their surroundings and try to get inside of their heads. And just this time invested in getting to know the people that he's serving has paid off for him many times over. And so in our businesses, we need to get familiar with our target audience, our avatar, if you haven't heard the term of an avatar, it's like an example person that embodies your perfect client, where you know what their biggest pains are, what their struggles are, what they like, you know their values. Having an avatar for your business will affect how you run your business inside and out. And so, for example, you could have an avatar and you could call her Jane. And let's say Jane lives in Ann Arbor and she's 25 and she just graduated from grad school and she is engaged to get married to Bill. And, you know, Bill is 26 and he graduated with her. And this is an example couple. This is your avatar if you're a wedding photographer living in Ann Arbor. And so having this example couple, it really helps you understand your client better. And so let's say Jane and who did I call her fiance? Bill. Okay, so let's say they have a certain budget that they can spend because they just graduated from grad school and they don't have a whole lot of money, but they can't afford to live in Ann Arbor. And so they do have some money because Ann Arbor isn't cheap, and they want the newer journalistic style of photography for their wedding, and they're looking around for photographers, and they have a particular time frame because they want to have kids at a certain point. I mean, this really helps you get into the head of your clients, and it affects how you market to them. It affects the type of photos that you take, because then you'll know that in your portfolio you'll need journalistic, newer, trendy styles of photographs to show them. It'll affect how you communicate with them after you do their wedding as far as the follow-up. It'll affect if you decide to have them come into your office in person, or if they're able to have a meeting with you remotely from their computer at home, because you know they'll be able to understand the software of having an online meeting with someone, versus if your clientele was, let's say, average age 55 or 60, in which case they may struggle with a lot of this online software. And so these are things that we need to be taking into consideration with our businesses. Let's move on to the next point. Jeff mentioned that you need to trust your intuition. He said that it's already there. And that's exactly what he did himself when he was in his young 20s, is that he had the guts and the courage to run his business in a different way than all of the other photographers in his area. And while it can be scary to do things differently than other similar businesses around you, you really need to listen to yourself. And he knew that he wanted to run his photography business in a way that kind of reflected the painting business, because he had a painter background. And he chose to communicate with his clientele that, yes, they would be making a significant investment in his photography, but it would be something that would stand up to any painting on any wall. And these would be large images with such dignity, and it would be something that would be treasured in the family for years and years. And so that's how he chose to market his business. And while this was a different model than other businesses in the area, guess what? It worked. He trusted his intuition. And I think really we as creatives need to do this more. I know this is something that I have really struggled with, especially years ago, and I'm getting better now at listening to myself and, you know, running my business in a way that's not exactly the same as everybody else, but still that what resonates true with me, and part of it being this podcast. And so for you, how are you running your business? And are you listening to your intuition? Is there something that you think you should be doing with your business differently that you think would improve it, especially with the needs of your clientele? Think about this. Maybe take a few minutes and write down some things that would really help you serve your clients better. Or maybe you need to stop taking on a particular type of client and start shifting over to another different kind of client at a different price point. Maybe a higher price point, maybe lower price point, maybe a different age group. It's really important that you learn to listen to yourself and trust yourself as you run your business. It's a given that not every decision that we make will be correct in our businesses. We all make mistakes. Oh, how many mistakes have I made? I cannot count. However, we learn from these mistakes. So listen to yourself. Okay, moving on to the next point. Jeffrey mentioned that you need to make what you do and who you are and what you stand for so crystal clear. You need to be crystal clear on your values and why you are running your business and who you are as a unique person and a unique business. And you need to make this shine like a beacon of light. That's what he referred to it as, a beacon of light. It's a light that attracts people to you who get you and understand you, aka your target audience. And the same light should also filter out or repel away the people who don't get you. And these are the people who are not a good fit for your business. And so this beacon of light has two purposes. It's to repel, but also to attract. This is important because you don't want everyone to use your services. Not everyone is your core client. And this took me a while to understand, because especially when I was first starting off with my photography business, and maybe some of you can relate to this, where you want to take on absolutely anyone and everyone who will hire you, no matter how little they're paying, or if they're paying anything at all, or if they're the type of person that you don't see yourself serving in the long term, or that you never saw yourself serving. In the beginning, you're open to anyone and everyone. And while it's great to get work under your belt and to get more experience and to build up your portfolio, at some point you need to understand that it's okay to repel people away from you, because not everyone is your core audience. Back to the Ann Arbor example, if you're a wedding photographer living in Ann Arbor near the University of Michigan, then perhaps your core clients are between the ages of 20 and 40, and they like a particular style of photography, and they're willing to spend a certain amount of money on the type of photography that you do for their wedding. Maybe they're the type that would really value a slideshow playing, if you can, you know, rig one together during the same day of the wedding. I mean, there's very specific needs from specific people. And in that case, someone who is in there, who's older, say, I mean, not knocking, I'm not saying 45 is old, but for this example, anyone who's older than your target audience, so we'll say 50, or 60 years old, they may not like your type of photography. They may not like it at all. And that's okay, because your photography is not for them. You know, maybe you have an older couple who's in their 50s and they're wanting to get married for maybe the second time. They may like an older style of photography, and so they would seek out a different photographer than you. And that is perfect, because in that case, you don't want to work with them anyway. It would probably be more of a headache. They may end up not even liking the photographs that you shoot for them. And so it's really understanding that there's a certain type of client that you're looking for. You need to identify who is your perfect client and really work on attracting them to you and your business. Another thing Jeff mentioned is that if something isn't working for you in your business, then it comes down to three reasons. And they all start with M. He called it the three M's. It's the market. So maybe you're barking up the wrong tree and trying to find the wrong type of clients. Or another reason something may not be working for your business is the money. Meaning maybe you're charging too much or too little even. And he said that this is the least frequent reason, but it is something to consider. Maybe your prices are out of alignment with your market. Or finally, it could be that your message is off. Maybe you need to tweak the way you're communicating with your clients. Maybe it's the way you've said something. Or maybe it's your marketing copy. Maybe it's the way you're talking to your clients when you're meeting with them in person, or the text on your website even. So those are things to consider. Again, the three M's, that's the market, the money, or the message, that really could be the reason why something isn't working for you and your business. I strongly encourage you to look at your own business and see if any of these reasons are affecting you. And then finally, he mentions that communication is so extremely important to your business. You strip away everything else, the technology, the fancy gadgets that we have. What's left is the way that you're talking to your clients. It's your lips that are moving and the way that you are communicating with them. He mentioned that it's inherently difficult to put your passion into words. Creativity and communication are on opposite sides of the brain. Absolutely. You could probably tell, because I'm usually struggling to find words sometimes and stuttering as I'm trying to put these thoughts into words. But it's true. For us creatives, it can be difficult for us to communicate why we shoot a certain style, or why our style would be perfect for a certain type of person. You're sitting down with a potential client and they may ask you, why should we go with you? Do you find yourself struggling to communicate this? If you do, I suggest you sit down and write down why your type of photography is perfect for a particular type of client, or why they should choose you. And then rehearse this. Have this ready so that when you are sitting down in a meeting with a client or a reviewer, or if you're trying to get a particular photography job at a company, be able to articulate your expertise and your passion. Be able to put it into words, because even that confidence that will shine through because you know why you're awesome, that will heavily work in your favor. People will be able to see that. That you are confident and that you are able to communicate your value as a photographer. And so even that will be a strong draw. That will attract people to you. All right. Whew, so that's the end of this episode. And again, I have taken notes for you because I know I went through a lot. Head on over to prophotographerjourney.com. And head to this episode, and there will be a PDF download free for you to take with you and use for your business. All right. Thanks, guys. Until the next time, I'll talk to you later. Are you getting ready for your first photo shoot and need to learn some common mistakes to avoid? Or maybe you need to learn how to communicate with your clients and grow your business through email marketing. Or perhaps you're just getting started with your website and you're trying to figure out this WordPress hosting stuff. When you're in business for yourself, it's a lifelong learning process for sure. And that's why I've set up the Pro Photographer Journey Resource Center. You can learn all of this and more through my free and paid self-paced online courses. Each course focuses on these individual topics and is designed to hold your hand every step of the way and help you learn how to run your business more successfully. You'll also find a host of other tools in the Resource Center that are useful for running your photography business, many of which I use myself. From email marketing tools to forming an LLC for your business to cool image editing software, it's there. And wherever possible, I include coupon codes to these online services so that you can grab a discount. So check it out at prophotographerjourney.com/resource center. That's prophotographerjourney.com/resource center.